Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit. In this episode, we will be talking about the harvest moon, its multiple meanings, and why it's been synonymous with human and animal sacrifices. Autumn equinox is also around the same time that the harvest moon falls, and has also been a time for festivals and celebrations. In the Chinese calendar, the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival, also known as the Harvest Moon, is the second most important holiday after Chinese New Year. With the autumn equinox also taking place, the Harvest Moon is also celebrated by pagans, Satanists, and many others. It is held on the 15th day of the 8th month of the Chinese lunar calendar, where there is a full moon. It usually happens between September and October, and the date changes every year. This day is believed to be the day the moon is at its brightest and fullest, coinciding with the harvest time. In April 2020, the HuffPost reported some of the old traditions that took place under the bright moon. Quote, at the autumn equinox purification feast of the ancient Incas of Peru, families first bathed and then anointed their bodies with a substance called zancas, which was made from grain mixed with human blood. It was also applied to the thresholds of their homes as a protective charm. The Indians of Ecuador used to sow their fields with blood and human hearts to assure the harvest, and the Bogobos of Mindanao in the Philippines offered human sacrifices when sowing the rice fields. And the Apoyos of the interior of Luzon, also in the Philippines, hunted human heads to be offered at both planting and harvest times, end quote. So yeah, it was a pretty intense time, I guess. Ultimately though, the festival is centered around worship of the moon. It is celebrated with lanterns of all shapes and sizes, where the light is meant to symbolize a path to prosperity and good fortune. The festival celebrates the gathering of friends and family to give thanks for the harvest and praying for good fortune. The autumn equinox, also referred to as Mabon, began as a pagan festival also, which would traditionally see Celts and pagans have feasts, fires, sacrifices, and offerings. The celebrations were a means of praising nature for providing them with a good harvest and hoping that the summer's crops survive through the winter. If it wasn't already obvious, this is where the harvest moon gets its name from. Ancient Chinese emperors also worshipped the moon during these times in hopes that by doing so, it would bring them luck and fortune in their harvest. The practice involves them offering sacrifices and worship to the moon goddess. So here's a wholesome story I found in ancient Chinese history about the holiday. The moon goddess's husband, Hu Yi, who was a legendary archer, shot down 9 of the 10 suns that were floating around our solar system because the heat of 10 suns was too strong for Earth. Because of his brave and heroic act, he got a potion of immortality, which he didn't drink because he didn't want to leave his wife one day, but instead gave it to her for safekeeping. However, Hu Yi's apprentice wanted to steal this potion, so he drank it himself to make sure the apprentice never got his hands on it, before fleeing to the moon. Devastated from the separation from his wife, Hu Yi started to make sacrifices for her as time passed. People around him started to see and did the same, leaving gifts of her favorite foods to her as sacrifices. Over time, it became an annual tradition. We know of this as the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival. It is a cute story, and there are other interpretations and stories from other places in the world, but the harvest moon and autumn equinox is not all about gifts and love, because people continue to make sacrifices of all kinds in the name of the harvest, mainly human sacrifice, which is a running theme here as you'll see. I think the Chinese story was made to glorify the harvest moon though. Continuing on with the 2010 Huffington Post article talking about the origins of the harvest moon, quote, the sacrificial victim was meant to be an embodiment of the grain and was chosen because of some obvious resemblance to it. For example, the Aztecs would kill young victims to represent young corn and mature ones to stand for the ripe. The Marimos of South Africa would choose a short fat man, round as a seed. The Skidi Pawnees of North America would fatten their female victim before the kill, to assure an abundant crop of plump corn. The identification of the victim with the grain is also evident in the means of execution. A West African queen used to have a man and a woman killed with the implements of cultivation, hoes and spades, and then buried with the seed in the soil. One of the sacrificial practices of the Aztecs was to kill the victim by grinding her or him like the maize between two millstones. With the martyred death of the sacrificial victim, the fertile blood seed, like the grain, brings life anew to the world. And thus the circle is complete. The death of the old grain, the old sun, the old season, feeds the continuing life of the people. The death of a representative person is then offered as a repayment of the ultimate debt of life. Death feeds, life feeds death. The enduring saga of the eternal cycle of life. End quote. Upon researching the Harvest Moon though, I had no idea that Nintendo released a game titled Harvest Moon in the 90s, which absolutely flooded the search engines, diverting and slowing down the quest for the real information that I was so desperate to find for you all today. And I obviously believe this is intentional, as you all know. They have done this with many things that people will try to search for to either make you give up or be distracted by something else. It's like when people kept searching online about Walt Disney's body being frozen. By the way, he apparently decided this because he wanted to be defrosted once they figured out immortality. There are theories the movie Frozen has its name to divert searches, and there are also theories that none of this is even true. Another more recent example of this was at the start of the pandemic, when a lot of people compared the direction of our world to the plot in George Orwell's famous dystopian novel 1984. That probably got a lot of people generally searching up the book and the story because not everyone's read it. So in December 2020, a new Wonder Woman movie was released titled Wonder Woman 1984. Sure, it is set in the year 1984, but still kind of weird. So back to the Harvest Moon. There is a cutesy Nintendo game titled Harvest Moon that has been released, or that has been re-released, this year during harvest season, which is basically right now. And I remember seeing it just today actually, that they re-released the game during harvest season. And the game has nothing to do with the actual Dark Origins harvest season. It's a cute simulator, farm simulator type of game. In 2019, News Nation TV published an article titled Horror, Creepy Things Experienced by People on Harvest Moon. Here is a strange but scientific reason. The heading followed with, quote, a full moon was visible in the sky on September 13th on a Friday. Also, it was this year's Harvest Moon, adding another spooky layer to the already ominous date. It is to be noted that the Harvest Moon has a direct relation with horror and creepy things. End quote. So I would never have known that, because most of the stories about the Harvest Moon, especially when you're searching online, seem to constantly talk about farmers using the bright light of the moon to help see their crops, i.e. the name. Aside from adrenochrome, the Harvest Moon has been equally another topic that has been extremely difficult researching due to a lot of erasure about the more sinister aspects of the holiday, which seem to be a thing. And it has been confirmed across many cultures now. It's like humans aren't mature enough to understand or be faced with a lot of the truths behind holidays and special dates, so it becomes hidden with other information, which is quite annoying because you soon realize a lot of history is the same in terms of false information being taught to us. News Station TV included in the article, quote, nurses reported a surge in odd experiences around their workplaces, including some unsettling experiences. On nights of the full moon, people say their TVs go off unexpectedly, their devices stop working, and sometimes even lights go out, end quote. So, you know, that was creepy, obviously, but that could happen at any time. And it is said, I mean, there's a lot of statistics to back this up, but a lot of crime does happen on a full moon, and there's a lot more ambulance calls. So there are definitely solid stats to back that up in every country, that when there's a full moon, there are numerous ambulance calls, police calls, and there's a lot happening. This is because the full moon does affect people's mood. It affects the way they behave. And this is something that we've known as human beings for a very long time, but some people still find it hard to believe this because with the new age of science and modernization, people have disconnected themselves from things like this and they think it's all hocus pocus, that nature and our surroundings don't affect us at all, but this episode isn't for those people, so yeah. One thing I also like to make listeners aware of is programming through TV and film. This is how they can show people things without speaking about it outright, like American Horror Story, which I discussed in episode 39. So a couple of shows came to mind when I thought about this ancient holiday. One is The Vampire Diaries, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. They have covered the Harvest Moon ritual in their episodes, of course. You can clearly see on the fan wiki page in the show, the Harvest ritual involves appeasing the witch's ancestors by giving them an offering in exchange for the ancestors strengthening the coven's connection to their magic. The offering is meant to prove the coven's faith, not only in the harvest ritual, but in the ancestors themselves. The coven sacrifices 4 young witches who are sent to the ancestral plane for the duration of the harvest ritual. After each sacrifice, the power of the recently deceased witch would pass on to the next living girl. And then again, in 2004, crime show CSI released an episode titled Harvest, in which an Amber Alert is sent out when a young girl, Alicia, is kidnapped. She later turns up, wrapped in a blanket stained with her blood, even though she has no injuries. Investigations then reveal that she has been giving her elder brother a bone marrow transplant and was going to donate one of her kidneys to him. Super fucking random, right? Speaking of random though, this period of time is also when the veil is the thinnest in our world, meaning the spiritual veil. During this time, negative energy is also emitted the most on people between October 13th and December 21st. This is based upon people's reaction to fear, as negative entities enjoy feeding off of emotions like fear. A lot of trafficking and kidnappings also occur during the period of autumn equinox, which is again between September, somewhere around the end of December. This is also the general holiday period, and there are many stats to suggest that people tend to go missing during this time. On September 2nd, the Daily Mail shed light on the desperate case in North Korea. Quote, "Starving North Koreans are kidnapping the children of wealthy families and demanding ransom so they can afford to eat. At least 4 child kidnappings have been reported in the country since May, where the suspects have been caught. Some said hunger was their motivation. North Korea, already crippled by sanctions, is suffering food, medicine, and fuel shortages due in part to border closures intended to stop the spread of COVID-19. Agricultural production has grounded to a halt, prompting fears of another." End quote. Now remember when I mentioned in episode 37 that cannibalism is not uncommon in North Korea, and it is mainly children that are being killed and eaten. I definitely feel like that meme of the guy connecting everything on a board, but I say this to say that there is a lot of different information about holidays, such as the harvest moon or autumn equinox. What I do try to find out is why there are so many different stories, how far back can we trace things, and what is the running theme. With the harvest moon, it seems to be most about offering a sacrifice. Some people offer human sacrifices, believing they will be rewarded with a good harvest, or in other words, they will receive good fortune. There are still some people observing that particular practice that some ancient people did so willingly. On September 25th of this year, CNN News reported, quote, "3 dismembered bodies, including a child, were found in a burning dumpster in Fort Worth, Texas this week, according to the city's police department. The bodies were burned and heavily dismembered," police said in news release on Friday, adding there were body parts unaccounted for. Authorities have tentatively identified one of the bodies as 42-year-old David Lueras, who was known to frequent the Dallas area and has some ties to nearby communities, police said in the release Friday. The identity of the child is unknown, police said, and the third body is a young teenage or adult female. The dismembered condition of the bodies is making the identification process difficult, police said in the news release, end quote. On September 28th of this year also, AP News reported the following, quote, "Jason Thornburg, 41, was arrested on Monday for capital murder charges in the deaths of the 3 people whose bodies were found in the dumpster in Fort Worth on September 22nd, police said. Surveillance footage of a vehicle at the site of the burning dumpster led them to Thornburg, an electrician's apprentice. Officers on Monday found him working in nearby Arlington, an arrest warrant said. During an interview, Thornburg told officers that he had in-depth knowledge of the Bible and believed that he was being called to commit sacrifices. according to the arrest warrant. And I'm also going to play you a video, which is actually from a TikTok. Unfortunately, you won't be able to see it because this is a podcast, but I will be launching a website soon, so you will be able to see all the footage of things that I have not previously been able to show you. This is a very weird case.
Are you ready to find Jelani Day? Let's get you caught up with the case. Dr. Jelani Day is a 25-year-old ISU student. He disappeared on August 24th. Monday, August 23rd, he went to school, spoke to his mother, nothing unusual. That evening, he sent a text to his program director, Cara, to talk about an assignment, so they set up a meeting for the next day. On Tuesday, August 24th, he came into the school dressed for the meeting. Dress shirt, dress pants, dress shoes at 7:20 a.m. He went to Starbucks and then made a purchase, and that was the last transaction he made that day.
Well, he was actually supposed to come see me the next morning, and when he didn't show up, I texted to see, you know, what was going on, and he didn't answer me, so I knew that they had class at 1, and so I waited for after class. He didn't show up, and then he had a patient and he didn't show up for that.
So the school contacted authorities to do a wellness check on him. They couldn't find him, so they contacted his family. His family reported him missing, and that's when another surveillance video came up, and this time he wasn't wearing the same clothes. It was on that same day, August 24th at 9:20 a.m. He came into Beyond Hello Dispensary store. He looked at the camera as if he was telling his family, hey, I was here. We don't know if he made a purchase there, but what we do know is that was the last time he was seen. 2 days later, that's when a call came into a wooded area, and that's when they found his car. His plates was missing, there was no keys, and the clothes that he was last seen in the surveillance video was in the back seat. These clothes. There were no visible signs of force or damage to his car. They searched the wooded area, and that's when they found his medical ID lanyard. On September 4th at 9:47 a.m., that's when they find an unidentified body in the river. The authorities refused to allow the family to do a visual ID, but they told them, hey, can we get a blood sample? We want to compare. His siblings gave a blood sample, but they still wouldn't identify if it was him or not. But what they did confirm is they're still looking for tips from the public. A few days later, someone turns into Jelani's wallet. They said they saw a black man who was wearing either a red shirt or a red pants who dropped it. Credit card and money was still missing from the wallet, but his ID was there. His phone is still missing, and Jelani is a ghost. He has no social media presence. I spoke to the Day family, and they said Jelani is an honor student. This is so unusual. And they said the police are still looking for Jelani, but they're not doing their job, so the family hired a private detective to help the police. And his mother is offering a $25,000 reward for whoever is able to piece this together.
Old world traditions are still practiced in our supposedly modernized world, only to be hidden and done in the dark. It is up to us to research more about the old world they don't want you to look back at, as it makes sense of our current world today and all the strange going ons. You may be given hints and clues on TV to toy with you, but it is ultimately confirmation of what is happening. Due to the laws of karma and the universe, if someone is doing something bad to you or your fellow man, they must tell you or show you to absolve themselves of that karmic justice. So this is the main reason we see humans being programmed by movies and televisions, as it's the best way to tell people something without really telling them anything. Human sacrifice is not some rare phenomenon, it's just been refined. It's turned into large-scale human trafficking operations, and the reason that so many people go missing without a trace every single year. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.